This is one of the few occasions of the year where the church, Holy Mother Church, tells priests to keep it short, so I will attempt to do so. St. Paul tells us in the second reading that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself. He emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. My brothers and sisters, sacred scripture tells us that God is love. The very nature of love is to give of itself. It's why Pope John Paul II, he said, love could be defined as self-gift, as the gift of oneself. Why did our Lord Jesus Christ empty himself? Why did he give up himself for our sakes? Because he loves us, because he is love. And where did he learn this? From his Father. From all eternity, God the Father has poured himself out for the life of the Son. And the response of our Lord Jesus Christ has been to give himself completely back to the Father. This mutual gift of self, which the Church says produces the person of the Holy Spirit. If we are to live in imitation of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, we also are called to make this gift of self. And first and foremost, giving ourselves back to God. St. Paul exhorts us, offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. After we give ourselves to God, then we are able to give ourselves to others as God calls us to, according to our vocations, our state in life, our professions. Will that be painful sometimes? Absolutely. It has to be. Mother Teresa said, sacrifice to be real must hurt, must cost us, must empty us of ourselves. But my brothers and sisters, that's the joy of it. That's the beauty. St. Therese, when she said, I have forgotten myself, and henceforth I've been happy, she knew the secret. What does true joy come from? This gift of self, this outpouring of ourselves for the sake of others, for the sake of love. But how do we know that we're making this gift of ourselves as God desires? It's in when we do so in accordance with his will. We have the words of our Lord. We have the teachings of the Church. If we ever veer from those, we know without a doubt that we are not doing the will of God. But in addition to those, there's something further. Even when we are living according to church teaching, when we're following the words of our Lord, God will call each of us to a unique mission. There's something he asks of us in particular. How do we know that we're doing what he desires? We have to ask him. It must be discerned in prayer. Lord, what do you seek of me? Because it is so easy to do our will instead of his. And I close with the example of St. Peter. Recently, I've begun Pope Benedict's new work on Jesus of Nazareth. And he gives this perspective on St. Peter that I've never heard of before, but that I find the most plausible. He says, oftentimes you'll hear people say, Peter denied our Lord out of cowardice. Pope Benedict says, I do not find that in sacred scripture. He says, in fact, I find the exact opposite. Peter denied our Lord because he wanted to be a hero. He says, what did Peter say when our Lord first predicted his passion? That I'm going to have to suffer and die. Peter said, never, God forbid that, Lord. I'll do whatever I can to prevent it. At the Last Supper, when our Lord tells him, you will deny me three times, what's Peter's response? Never, I would die for you. He really meant it. And we find that he meant it in the agony in the garden. When, what does he do? When the guards come, he takes the sword. He's ready to fight. Pope Benedict says, why does he sneak into the trial? Why is he standing outside, heating himself by the fire? Why does he deny our Lord? So that they would not kick him out, so that he could be there to save the day, or to give his life in union with our Lord. Was Peter called to be a martyr? Yes, but not in that way and not at that time. He was doing his own will and not the will of the Father. As we receive our Lord today, let us ask him that we might make this total gift of self in imitation of him, that we might empty ourselves in the way that he desires, but according to his will and not our own.